Okay, we're going to learn Shema Yitzchak now, because Shema Yitzchak brings us Lidei.
Ahavas Hashem.
Ahavas Hashem. Who said that? You forgot already.
Well, I don't stand, but I thought he said it in the name
of the Jewish.
I don't know if he said it yet. He said it with a big Talmud Chacham, but I don't know if he said his name.
Okay, so it's Or. Or you should take one of these. I just, but first I want to speak out something, so I'm using it. Or Zion Teves, Monday night. Monday night. So first, Shmaitz Avov, we're in Perek Yud. We're actually going to stop Perek Yud. But I just want to speak out some things. I looked around, and I'll tell you that there's not much to add in the Etzem Havana unless we go into it to a degree that we really can't go into it. This is a little fascinating. We're going to start Perek Yud. Shmaitz Avov, we're going to start Perek Yud. So he brings down a svara from... this is very interesting, from the Chut HaMeshulash, which was a Truva Seder written by Rechaim Volozhin. A svara that when the Torah was Maimon, there's some in the Chachmei Provincias Shaila about Ob Nehman to say Kidashti is Piti. So the pshat in that is, Rechaim says a svara, like, where does it come from, this Nehman? Like, why did the Torah do that for? You see, for the Gemara, it's not al biyodo, the kacho. It's an amonos even when the biyodo doesn't exist. It's not al smiku. So he wants to say it's like a shavi anafshe. Like he's the spokesman for the daughter. He made the father like in charge of the daughter. So it's like a shavi anafshe. That's the gather of the father's amonos is like a shavi anafshe. Okay, that's all. He says that the Yecheskel says that also, that the litmus of the Yecheskel. So I just thought that was interesting. Okay. So it would come out that you can't be mechalik between that and that. Samasla would be good, because it's a gather of Shavi Anavshe. Okay, it's an interesting svara.
By Nisuyan or Kedushin, it's just Shavi Anavshe. Aren't there more inyan involved?
No, not really. He's Naaman and she can't get married without a get. Or without a get from that person. I once had a very... I'll stop the tape. I don't remember it so well. It took up a year of my life, probably. There was a father... A husband was one of these get cases. Very difficult get case. And... I'm trying to remember the case. There was a lot of pressure being put, a lot of people were involved, and it was an emissary case, meaning it wasn't like she didn't hire a publicist. It was an emissary case, and he didn't want to be married to her anymore. He was a magen type of person. I don't remember. A lot of they finagled a get out of him somehow.
She didn't want to get to him?
No, she wanted. She didn't want to give him.
He didn't want to give.
She finagled a get. They finagled a get out of him. I don't remember the story, but I remember I wrote an article about it in the RJJ Journal, and what I'm about to say. He said Kidash was beating.
What?
They had a 4-year-old girl. He said Kidash was beating. He says, just to be a Russia. I mean, how can I say just to be a Russia? If he's Nemo, the Torah says he's Nemo. He's not being a Russia. He's telling the truth, right?
But you didn't believe it.
Why not?
Because that's not their Chayimim today.
So?
Does it work? It's not their Chayimim?
Who said that? The Torah says he's Nemo. So who's going to stand up and say that he's not Nemo nowadays? So I forgot what it had to do with the get. I know that sounds funny. I wrote a long tshuva on it. It's in the RJJ Journal, Grado. Oh, no. I'm trying to remember. He said it like a... Yeah. And then like, it was... And then like 20 years later, it was Nagaya. So then he gave an amasli. He said, I didn't. He gave an amasla. Chachmei Provinci, Mamish, this case. He gave an amasla. He said, I didn't do it. I did it, you know. I did it to pinig my wife. I did it to make people crazy. He gave an amasla. It was 20 years later, 18 years later, the girl's ready to go out. Right?
That's an amasla?
It was a huge tumult. You know the RJJ Journal, the Halach of Contemporary? I have an article in one of them, Kedusha Ketana. And I wrote a tshuva, being matir. That he could say in a masla, but it was a... it's funny, this is my former life. It took a year of my life. I took off a year, like I spent to write the tshuva. I mean, I didn't spend every minute of every day writing the tshuva, but like I remember, I suspended, because at night I went to this night koil with my Rish Bezdin at a night koil. So we learned to have an answer at night, then we learned to Chesha Mishpat. So so every night I spend, and I wrote this tshuva. It was a very nice.
You were the deciding voice?
I don't remember exactly what happened. There were big people about Rosalman. Nechemi was involved. Everybody like waited with an opinion. It was like a storm. Like they had the mayor Abonim.
Okay, so the question would be, what did you get from this person that he was becoming?
There was no person. He didn't even say who. I know it sounds funny, but believe me, I'm an old man already. And I don't remember anymore the exact story. If I called up Rabbi Landers now, he would remember every detail down to what shirt I was wearing, how many pinwheel cookies I ate, like when I was writing the tshuva. Like, because his wife made very good pinwheel cookies. They're like brown in the middle, and very hard dough. And I used to, his wife made very good pinwheel cookies. I used to like learning by him. He would make me coffee and tea, and I would eat his wife's pinwheel cookies. Those were the days, you know, when we were young. We didn't have, like, they didn't have a shul on my head. I think it was even before I went to work for art school. I was still in Kailo. You know, I was learning in Kailo Barababa. And at night, I went to his Kailo. Those were the good old days. On Tuesday nights, we went to a shiur for Rabbi Khan and Tanya. We didn't have a care in the world. No hasrayas. You know, we had a wife, a couple of kids. Who cares? So I wrote a shiur. Maybe I'll look for it. I have all the RJJ journals. All XLVYYI. You know, that's their shtick. They number it with Roman numerals.
Like
yeah, they're up to. I don't know what they're up to. LXVIIX1X, they're up to.
Like the Super Bowl.
Like 59. Yeah, like the Super Bowl. More like the Super Bowl. That shows you how old I am. I remember the first Super Bowl. They didn't call it Super Bowl One. You had to have a second. Like, the first one they didn't know was number one.
Yom Echad.
Shana Acheret, right. Now it's like that. Shana Acheret.
It's like Yom Echad.
Shana
Acheret.
Right, right. Okay, anyway. I'm remembering now that we have Mamash this case of Kiddush Dias beating. Your svara came into play. The Shailas doesn't have any halachic weight.
He has a bigger issue, though.
He turned it off.
The issue is the bigger issue is the plow. Let's say the rabbi's matir, this guy's daughter. Anyways, nobody's going to marry her anyways because she had a father like that. So who you know what I mean? Who's going to want to get involved with this person?
A lady just got married in Bnei Brak. A huge tumult. They tied it to get Moussa.
Yes.
She was divorced. A lot of people held that the first husband was coerced into giving her a get. And she's an Eishes Ish. The Hasidic, a Vishnitz. It was just a huge tumult in Bnei Brak in the last 2 weeks. And there were, the Kol Koyres, Eishes Ish is getting married in Bnei Brak. Rabbanim are letting it. I don't know the details, I don't know the case. I just know. Alfred Cohn, he was the editor. He's still the editor, he's going strong. Now, my main thing there was I wrote against the New York State Get Bill. I wrote very stark against it. I locked horns with Michael Browdy, who's now. Michael J.
Browdy.
He's a rabbi. My epiphany on him is he never met a heter he didn't like. Him. and then Alfred himself, the big thing, the Jewish press took up the call. The New York State get that they're going to divide the assets. The judge is going to take into account if the husband is giving a get or not when he has the cost to divide up the assets, because they look at assets as being communal. Well, that's the default option, but if they look at it as communal property, and the judge has, he can make it half and half, he can make it 75-25, he can divide it up any way he wants. So he's going to take the giving of a get into account. That was what the law said. So get Melissa. Kvira's mother is called Kvira. Yeah, the guy stands to lose a lot of money. Ramosha had just been nifty. See, if Ramosha was around, they couldn't have gotten away with it. Ramosha, they would have asked Ramosha.
Who was the owner?
Everyone.
You think the state of New York would have asked Ramosha?
No, but from here, the Jewish press would not have gone against Ramosha. And like this, they went there to Israel. But Rashi said, absolutely no good.
Meaning what? That he's going against the state? What does that
no,
mean?
That it's against Melissa. So how can you back the bill? But the OU backed the bill. The OU backed the bill. And RCA backed the bill. It was the Jewish press. Not the Jewish press with a capital J and a capital B. Not the Jewish press. That was before Yated, even. That was the paper. So they backed it because the Meister Shahaya that precipitated the whole thing was with the Shalom Klaas's son-in-law, but divorced from Shalom Klaas's daughter. That was the whole thing. Anyway, so Rabbi Yashiv said also Chas Shalom. Shlomo Zalman said also, but they, in America they don't care. They don't care. Shlomo Zalman said it was very cute. He wrote Sakona velo takona, like with a samach, not with a tov. Zu sakona velo takona. So I wrote that with my other article in the RJJ Journal about the Geth bill. Okay. It passed, and J. David Bleich, you ever hear of him? J. David Bleich is a YU graduate, but he's already an older man. He writes always in his books on contemporary halacha. He's very big. He held that every get in New York after that bill was passed is a suffix puzzle. That's what he held. He still holds it to this day. He refuses to be beside the condition on a divorced woman if she got divorced in New York State. I hold it's radical because if the husband wants to give a get, like Mechitesi, he doesn't want to give one and he only gave one because of the get bill. 95% of get. The couple decides to get divorced, and there's no ace. They both want to. It's meritzonim. So why be chayshish that it was because of the get go? That's what I held. That the Rabbi Landersman held.
And if the husband says, comes out and says that he's only giving it because of the bill, then,
yeah. So if he says it like that, then I don't think anybody would be decided to get. Mm-hmm. Even the people that were for the bill, they said a lot of shtuyot, but that wasn't one of them. And if the husband would say,
I don't want to give it, but I don't want to lose my money.
Right. So that, I don't think anybody would be besotted again. The problem is he doesn't say it.
He would lose his money.
Because if he says it, see, the judges are stupid. Judges are stupid. Goyim are stupid. So, when the husband goes back to court, they drag the husband back into court, so they say, you didn't want to give it again. So, he could say, I did want to give it, but the rabbis don't let me. Because I'm telling them that I'm giving it because of the law. So I don't want to do it, but I want to. But the truth is, in halacha, he doesn't want to, right? He makes it worth. What the goyim don't understand is that by them, if you do something because the law demands it, it's called automatically rotzo. By them also, you can't sell a field without Ratzon. You can't sell a field if you're coerced. But if I'm selling the field because New York State law tells me I have to sell the field, so they don't call that Baal Karcho. They call that Ratzon. The truth is, we have a similar concept. The Rambam says, the Rambam says if you're doing it because Chazal said, we have a similar concept. It's called Ratzon. Problem is, it's not Ratzon because the Goyish Accord said to do it. That's not Ratzon. The Masada bill passed, and then now it's 30 years later. So you know how people are. They say, oh, you see, we were right. There was no sakana. Meanwhile, I say, what do you mean no sakana?
For
a
while,
there's 1,000 moms there running around. Like, they bring a riot. They were right, because, you see, it's like a guy eats on Yom Kippur, chazer, you know. He says, you see, nothing happened. I'm alive to tell the tale. Okay, what can you do? You know, Ramosha, that I remember that feeling like that. That was like a direct close. Ramosha had just been nifta like a year before that, and then no one that commanded. And I have a tiny Rav David did not come out strong. You know, Rav David Feinstein did all anybody here. David's a very quiet
command. He doesn't have the same name as father.
Yeah, but he was quiet. He said something. Like his whole tumult with his grands, he was also quiet until just now he said something. But again, there's a whole tumult in America.
That's what he keeps talking about when he says you didn't hire a PR person.
What are you talking about? There's a big case in New York. There's a case in New York of a guy who was being a Ma'agin. Not giving his wife to the
wife. Related to the
wife went to the New York Post. Times, it was in Jerusalem both, and they concocted a whole thing.
Well, he really doesn't want to do
it. He doesn't want to, but it's like it's a story. It's not very, sometimes you have a guy that gets divorced, and they're finished, they're divorced, and he doesn't want to give a get because he wants $100,000. That's not the case here by a long shot. So, nothing. The Feinstein, the kid is a grandson.
Great nephew.
Reuven Feinstein is his grandfather. Reuven Feinstein is his mother's father.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side is related to Kotler.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like a Kotler Feinstein thing. But it became very, it got very nasty.
Except the Kotler name never really got taken into it. The girl got involved with the secular press and PR and whatever, and that's her koach is coming from there.
She's a Kotler.
Right, but her koach isn't coming from being a Kotler. Her koach is coming from
the
world is now supporting her because, let's say, what Rav would call useful idiots have like banded together in mass to support her. So there's tremendous pressure. And on the other side, you have the Feinstein family.
They started boycotting Oscar, showing the power of social media.
The masses.
I don't know the masses, but it seemed like it. Mm-hmm. The social media.
They
said they're going to boycott Oscar because Oscar employed the father.
They pressured both of them, the father and the uncle.
The father of the boy they wanted to get.
Yeah.
And the uncle.
And they said that the father is the one being housing the son, he's living by his father, and being the housing him. And they said, boycott Otsko. They started a boycott Otsko. And Otsko mayor held out for 6 months with this business, but then they started, after the New York Post article, it really exploded, and he got thousands of times. I sent mayor an email. I never had this before. He got back an automatic message. Because of the sheer volume of emails, he's not answering his emails. He was getting thousands of emails, and they started going to every member of the board. They went to Schottenstein. And Schottenstein's wife is a big feminist. It's a problem. Shanzi's wife is a big feminist. She is. We know that because they were nervous about the chinuch. The chinuch says certain things about women. No, but they're okay.
So what happened?
What happened? Nothing. He resigned.
Resigned.
Yeah, I mean, they
seems
told
like
him.
He was asked
and
to.
They told him he has to resign. So it's a pity.
It's both of them, the father and the wife.
He's one of the people. There's no more editors in Gemara. The Gemara is finished already. You ever meet him? Yosef Moshe Weiss. He's a good guy. This whole thing, a month ago, he was 6 weeks.
I didn't know anything about it till you mentioned it in the drusha, and then I went and researched a little.
Just Google Weiss Stotson.
Right, that's what I did.
Yeah, but he knows they're not going to be married anymore. There's a kid involved with visitation.
She's from?
well, I don't know, the last thing she said was that next time.
Yeah, she's
proven. Yeah, of course she's proven. She's back but the last thing she said was stupid. She hired her not for a publicist. The last piece of brilliance to come out of her mouth was that the night she gets married, maybe she's going to live with the guy for 5 years first to see what he's really like. That was the idiocy. She's not too bright. Of course, as me and Rabbi Landesman always say, at the end of the day, when you see the couple coming to get divorced, you say, this is a perfect choice. Why are they getting divorced? They deserve each other, and they're good for each other.
Still, she's been trying to get for like 3 years now.
3 years, yeah, but so, okay, don't get me started.
I know the other side. Yeah, I'm just saying.
She walked away.
She has been trying to get for three years.
She walked out of the house. She came home one day. Honey, I'm home. Dear John, I have left with our son. Goodbye. This is Ava turning to Sinna. That's the.
I haven't known about it. And the Rashi thing would have shown me how terrible Getz and the Ruvah guy were telling me about it.
Okay, Shmai Shabbat and Tariq Tess, like Mimule, page 51. Note 51, page 51. Yeah, the Asik, if you could do Shavya Nafshi and Oris and an Arusa and a Yavam and a Yavama. The Svara we said is, I don't know, you see, there's a lot of rain on it, but I don't know, it's not the nature of this shiur, really, about saying Shavya Navshe, is she Meshubit to get married to him? She's not Meshubit for Sher Ksus Loina, she's not Meshubit to cook his meals, she's not Meshubit for relations, so she's not really Meshubit. The Yavama is much more Meshubit, actually. It's so ironic. Okay.
Well, he said because you test, you really get to this Shavina later on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's call Perikud. I see. Maybe Rav Shimon sometimes is good to see. See. Goes into this that very deeply.
Sometimes when we get stuck, we get mumbled.
Yeah, so we Rav Shimon is, yeah. This is like rave. We're not learning this mic to the grade. We're happy if we know this mic. So we'll learn. Oh boy, I have to catch a 9 o'clock bus. I can't go over time today. I had too many people waiting for me in Yerushalayim with guns. No.
Well, you did your best.
You have a car here?
Yeah.
Okay, Perek Yud, Shmaitzavo Perek Yud. B'nei Kibor Kasavnu Perek Test, Shem Chuvas Aram, Degam Be'edechot Mahani Chazor Al Yudei Amasla. That's the Ran. He found the Chuvas Aram that says that an Eidechot Be'isurin to be Chazor Al Yudei Amasla. And once again, the Shmaitzavo was never Mechalek between Eidechot Nemen Be'isurin and a special Memonus like the father saying, Kiddash Yisbiti. So the Tzad of Noah Masla is that the only person that can give an Amasla is the person that Shavya Nafsha. But any Dinedus, any Nemonus really can't give an Amasla. That's the Tzad of Noah Masla. And the Tzad of Yes Amasla is that the only time you can't give an Amasla is by two Eidim because of the rule of giving Shege Shem and Chayzer Umag. Really Amasla. It's really like a. The diyun really is, is a masla something that always helps, except for two eidim because of the rule of kivin sheigit shuvin achayzer umagid. It's not even the point that a masla doesn't help. The point is they can't change their minds. They can't say a different eidus anymore. Or do you say a masla is very limited to shavya nafshe is not a din nemonus. Shavya nafshe and a masla really says I wasn't being shavya nafshe. I was kidding. I have an excuse why I said what I said. I didn't really mean to be Shavya Nafshe. That's really the essence of this Shaila. So he says in Perek Tes, he brought down a Ran that even by a night echad, he could give it a Masla. Speak of the Maybach, an interesting question. Mashiach of the Rambam, we're familiar with the Rambam. That ain't Torah Shnei Eidim, the Malkus. Say, how many Eidim do you need to give Malkus? So two. But the Rambam says, very famous Rambam, you need to aid him to be meyer that the guy ate. He gave him hasra and he ate chaylev or a chazer and he gets malchus. Shasmaisa, avol israel atzmoi beirechod yuchsa. But an eirechod that comes along, nobody's eating anything. Eirechod comes along and says, you see this piece of meat, it's chazer. He's nemon, eirechod nemon bisurin. And 2 months later, a guy will come and eat it. Now he'll eat it with 2 eidim that'll say, "Don't eat it. You're not allowed to eat it," and he'll get malchus. But really, if you follow, normally we would like to think that a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, right? A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. You see, it's not true.
I need to go.
Right? It's not true because eid echad, you can't give malchus based on an eid echad. But here, since when the eid echad was saying his what he said that this is chazer and this is chaylev, so at that point in time it was eid echad nemen bisurin. It wasn't a gay malchus or misa. It was just pure eid echad nemen bisurin. He was nemon. So the thing was established as chaylev, and then a week from now or tomorrow, it doesn't matter. The guy comes to eat it, and 2 eidim says, "You know what? Eat it. It's chaylev." So the Rambam says he gets malchus. So the chain is stronger than its weakest link. You were supposed to nudge Pesach and Loring. Where are they? I'm reminding you. Please, thank you. Avol Yisra'atz may beirechad yuchsak. Keitzad amar erechad chaylev kloyos uzeh. Kilo yakerim peroseilu. Grushoi zoyna ishazu. That's really a shtickle chiddish, by the way, grushoi zoyna. This might we'll talk about that later. Whether that bezim is called b'chal domshem erva. Say a woman's a grusha or a zoyna, but apparently not. The Rambam saying Eidechon Nem and Bisurin applies there. Ba'achalai Baal Be'edim.
It's only love, right?
Yeah, that's not the determination of Dovah Shabarabah.
No?
No. You see, to say someone's a mamzer as a good Dovah Shabarabah. Personal status has a din of Dovah Shabarabah. So you can say this is not really personal status. This is like an issa, like I became a piece of chaylev, I became a piece of chazer, I became a zoyna, I became a grusha. It's like an isser, you became osser. It's not personal status. Like mamzer is a yuchsin thing. This is like an isser, grusha, zoyna. Okay, we're not going into it now, Shmaitzer. We'll discuss it later with Shmaitzer, I believe. Anyway, v'ochalai baal beit, the machresha hisrubo. I raise a loke. The weakest link in the chain is that there's an eid echad saying it's chaylev. How do you know it's chaylev? Only an eid echad saying it. I'll come to show no, but at the time it wasn't a gay malchus. He was believed, and now you could give malchus based on what the eid echad said and established that this piece of meat is chaylev. What is chaylev?
It was said by Nisa and Chazak.
Yeah. I don't know what you mean, so I'll say yeah.
No, in other words, if something is established about the so it shouldn't be able to kill it, but we do.
Oh, you're talking about that we find many times that a chain is stronger than its weakest link. Yes, that is correct. The biggest raya, what? Normally, there's a rule in logic that a chain can't be stronger, but in halacha, you do find it. Lamasha. Chazaka can't be motzi momen. Aid could be multi-mom, 2 aid. How do you know the aid of a ksheira? Mm-hmm. Only because of chazaka. So one could say, how? What's the logic of 2 aid and being multi-mom? They're only as strong as the chazaka says that they're kosher aid. So how could you? The terrace is a chain, could be stronger than its weaker link. It's like in the Shmites, in the Rambam. You establish that they're kosher aid, that Hashem kosher aid. Chazaka is not being motzi momen, it's not doing anything spectacular, it's just saying these are Edom Cherim. And then the Torah says, if 2 Edom Cherim say that Reuven owes Shimon money, he has to pay him. Now the definition of 2 Edom Cherim is Cherim al pi Chazaka. Even though Chazaka can't be motzi momen. But we don't care about that. The legal system of the Torah does not care if the koach of something that has a koach is doesn't have the koach to do what the
it's not a chain, it's sequential. That's
yeah, it's not a chain. That's the point.
One
it's
thing
a chain.
The next
well, I don't, I'm sorry, I don't agree with your characterization of it. That it's not because it's sequential.
No, I'm saying it's because sequential, but it's not a chain.
Adam can be multi-moment. No one's going to argue with that.
No,
the definition of Edim are people that are kosher al pi chazaka.
I'm saying it's not sequential, but I'm saying that the fact is the chazaka made them kosher, and now that's not an issue anymore.
Right.
They're not part of a
right.
chain.
Like
now we're in the next
right.
step.
Right.
And now
right. 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 That's right. The point is, the marshal there, the chazaka was just the creation of a definition. Define them as Edim Sheirim. Or here, the Rambam says, the thing is now Huchsuk V'Chelev. It's Huchsuk. When it wasn't a Geir Malkut, it was Huchsuk V'Chelev. Now, stop. And now, he's eating it, and there's two Edim that he's eating something that's Huchsuk V'Chelev. So we don't care that it's only Huchsuk Al Kiyed Echa, who can't give Malkut. So, in other words, it's not really true. It's just a cute way of remembering. I said a chain is stronger than its weakest link, but the truth is, you're right. The shot is, it's not a chain. Not a chain. Okay, we have to stop here.